My name is Ryan Warren. I'm the moderator, so I'm the first presenting author. I basically brought props with me, okay? And in this hand, I have conventional rice, okay? And I'll have a slide on this a little bit later. And then in this hand, I have organic rice, okay? And this is produced in South Carolina. South Carolina used to be the main rice-producing state in the nation until two back-to-back storms actually ended the industry there. So we had about close to 250,000 acres of rice once upon a time. And about 10 years ago, we found some rice in an Idaho seed bank of Carolina Gold Rice, and now we're actually bringing Carolina Gold Rice back. We formed a foundation called the Carolina Gold Rice Foundation, and that being said, we've actually started having small conferences inviting international speakers to Charleston to look at other options for growers in South Carolina. So today I'm going to be speaking about rice as a vegetable, or I should have maybe titled it rice as a specialty crop, okay? But it's an organic perspective, a system of rice intensification. And I'm Brian Ward, and I'm with Clemson's Coastal Research Station in Charleston. SRI basically stands for system of rice intensification. It actually can be, or system of crop intensification, because it can be done with other grains as well. And basically it's just a system that basically uses an agroecological approach for increasing the productivity of irrigated rice by changing the management of plants, soil, water, and nutrients. It was developed by a priest in Madagascar in 1984 as a way to feed his monastery as well as his surrounding village because they didn't have resources. And basically it improves the overall health of the soil. And basically this is an organic system, so it was actually designed originally as an organic system. The benefits of SRI rice basically have been demonstrated in over 50 countries and include 20 to 100% or more yield increases, 90% reduction in seed, 50% reduction in water use, and about 50% reduction in overall fertilizer use. Basically, the basic principle is instead of planting one or two seeds per square inch, you're actually planting one seed per essentially 25 square centimeters or 10 square inch area, okay? And basically, the basic cultural practices include bare ground and plastic culture, okay? And I'll show you that in a minute. But essentially, there was a SRI, International Network and Resource Center, was established at Cornell University. And they primarily do their research overseas. And this research that I have here is one of our first plots in the United States. So moving on, let's see, one second. Okay, and the Technical Center for Agricultural and Rural Cooperation is a joint international institution of Africa, Caribbean, and Pacific group of states in the European Union. This is basically an older slide, it's from 2012, but this is basically the spread and the adoption of this SRI system. When you have it's a very dry country, you don't have access to water, you don't have access to seed or fertilizer. This is unique for certain areas. This is actually, we're trying to actually get California on board now, although that's a lot of specialty crops in California, to specialty growers to adopt this technology. But you can see at all the different countries here that are listed that have actually used this primarily to feed small villages and whatnot across the planet. This is actually, the light green is basically where it's been. It's basically commercially practiced, and the green areas, there's areas within the green areas where SRI or SCI is actually proving to be a more viable way of growing rice. This is just a typical way that you would see a preparation for a rice bare ground system. And you can use herbicides if you want, but primarily, it's not, you don't use herbicides. And in that bare ground system before, there's actually, the holes are planted and actually a pellet of fertilizer is actually put in the hole prior. And this is actually it being planted. This is actually a machine tiller, okay, before the actual field is actually flooded. So actually the rice doesn't necessarily need a lot of water until it starts to flower. Once it starts to flower, then that's when the water concern, that's when it really needs water. This is being irrigated through gravity irrigation. And this is basically, so in a SRI system, you have the one to two rice per square inch, and the competition causes the plants to stretch up, and they don't tiller very much. And in an SRI system, as you can see on the left, the plants are allowed to produce multiple tillers, and those about 70% of the tillers have panicles, and each panicle has rice on it. And this is the root system per plant, on a per plant basis. And in China, they discovered using plastic conserves water, so you don't have to use as much water as well as fertilizer, and also you don't have to weed it, mechanically weed it. So at my C-Reach station, basically I did a randomized complete block design with 8 cultivars, and I did it actually, I went an extra step and actually did it, used a biological soil inoculant, and it was called an InocuCore, and 4 replications, 160 units of nitrogen from NatureSafe 855. I used black plastic mulch on 6-foot centers, dual drip tape. The plots were 13 feet long, 46 plants per plot, and we seeded them. We seeded this individual cells in 288 cell flats, and then transplanted them about 11 days later, and they were actually at the just starting the second true leaf stage. Okay. And we chemigated twice monthly with a 1 gallon per acre solution of the InocuCore. And now this is where, this is the reason why I'm doing this research, okay? So on the right, you have standard conventional rice that sells for $1 per pound. How about that? On the left, you have Anson Mills rice that sells for retails for $12 a pound, okay? And you can get about a pound about every 5 linear feet in this system, okay? So as a specialty crop, as an alternative for a vegetable crop, that has potential. Okay, so this is InocuCore, and basically it's a company that uses about 15 different microbes that they ferment together. And essentially it's a consortium of bacterium that uses quorum sensing. They produce proprietary amino acids and enzymes in their system. And I've done research on rice, broccoli, and kale. We had more promising results with the broccoli. But we'll see the results for the rice in a little bit. And the kale I just ended and haven't ran the stats on. So we're just talking about the rice today. These are my cultivars. So basically I numbered my treatments like 1 through 8 were treated, 9 through 16 is untreated. And this is the experimental layout as far as the fertigation, chemigation goes. So on the bottom right, you see the fertigator I have. And that is actually, basically, it was a nightmare as far as the plumbing on this system. But in order to have a completely randomized block design with the fertigation system, you have to have a nightmare irrigation system to run it. This is the chemolyzer injection system I have, along with the InocuCore solution being pumped. This is, and there was 2 lines. So when I was fertigating, I was also watering the controls at the same time, same amount of water and everything. This is the layout in the field, reps A through D. This is another view of that. And there's the multiple tillers you would get per plant. Okay, so that's just an example of actually all the tillers, and that was one individual plant. And these are just some comparison shots of the treated versus untreated. This is Carolina Gold. This is Charleston Gold. And this is China Black, or IAC 600. This is Presidio. This is a more mainstream variety, actually commercially produced. Purple Dragon. There's a few in here that are kind of more heritage lines or land race lines. Purple Dragon 100 is actually the name of it. It had poor germination, so that you'd see the plots aren't full. Jefferson Rufy Pogon, this is actually Thomas Jefferson, is one of his actual lines that dates back a long time ago. Tessini is another commercial hybrid that's produced. XL753, this is a hybrid that's released from Rice Tech. And so the data that we collected is the days to heading. There's actually a lot more actually than listed here, but days to heading, height data, days to harvest. yield, which I'm basically just going to present today. Milling quality, disease and physiological disorders rated on a 1 to 5 basis for narrow leaf spot, black leaf spot, so on and so forth. Sensory qualities, taste panel, phenolic compounds and antioxidants, which I'm waiting till this harvest to run that. It's in minus 80 right now. These are just basically tiller counts, and I'll just tell you right across the board, all of the inoculpore treatments produce less tillers than the treated, than untreated. This is actually the ANOVA breakdown. So the ones in red were the ones that actually worked better. None of it was significantly better, but the reds were the ones that actually, the treated actually did better than the controls, with 15,000 pounds to the acre, and which is pretty phenomenal for that hybrid, except for the milling quality on that hybrid, the XL753, is much lower than the other variety. So you actually might get 15,000 pounds whole grain, you might get 10,000 pounds, whole harvested, you might get 10,000 pounds whole grain. And just goes down the list. Carolina Gold and Charleston Gold are the ones that, this is Carolina Gold, and they're traditionally low. We had Carolina Gold untreated, basically less than the treated. This is I had a comparison. I had a flooded system using conventional system of planting in the next adjacent field, and these are the pounds per acre I got with the same variety. Well, six of the eight varieties. Okay, with Tess and I leading the way on that. And this is basically just a comparison of the flood versus SRI system. And so my first attempt at doing SRI, I've been growing rice for about 10 years, but my first attempt at doing SRI, the SRI actually did on the XL753 significantly beat the flooded system, and so did the Presidio. So there's preliminary results, and with that being said, one of the thoughts, the company's still trying to develop a dosing regime for their product. Okay, so this year we've altered the dosing regime somewhat, and we're trying to get, what we thought is we actually injected too many of these bacterium in the soil. They tied up nutrients by multiplying in the soil, so they actually tied up the nitrogen that was there, and by producing their body. So that's where we thought we got a less yield in that, but we're repeating it this year. And so I just acknowledge this to my staff, people at the Carolina Gold Rice Foundation, and all my collaborators from the USDA, Cornell, Clemson, Anson Mills, and then references that I used for some of the photos of in China and in Pakistan. This is my staff, and I want to thank them. And this is this year's. This year I actually have, instead of actually a conventional, instead of having a organic, traditionally planted flooded field, actually I'm using SRI in the flood system. So I'm actually doing SRI flood and SRI on plastic to actually generate more comparable results. This is the field this year, and actually we're in flower, and one variety is actually in full head now, and actually should be harvested close to when I get back. And this is one of the varieties right here. And with that, I'll take questions for about 2 minutes. Yes, ma'am.
How do you harvest?
We have large combines for our previous work. We have an AC72 and AC66, but I harvest this by hand. Okay. What I do is I come in 1 foot from the ends, and then basically we go through and we hand cut. So that's all hand cut with a pair of hand shears. And then they're tied up, bundled, hung in the greenhouse until they reach 12% moisture. Then they're ran through a threshing machine, which is basically a small research combine, and actually it just threshes it, and then that's where we get the whole grain. Any questions? Yes, sir.
$14 pound difference, how are sales?
We can't produce enough of it in South Carolina right now. So we're anticipating within the next 10 years about 10,000 acres. Of the 1,500 acres that we have now, about 450 of it's actually organic. Okay, so we can't produce enough to sell it. So we have actually, Anson Mills actually has growers in Texas. It's called China, Texas. He has growers in California. He has growers all over the United States, and he sells internationally. And I think with that, we got 1 minute. Any more questions? Yes, sir.
Well, it looks like you have some inoculant cultivar interaction, don't you? Some cultivar responded.
Yes, yes, I did. I didn't present that result today. And it was too early for me to actually say what that was until actually I run the second year, okay? Because the first year we were pounding them with this inoculant, okay? And I was thinking to myself, I mean, if this was fertilizer, I mean, you know, with the small plot work, it would have been way too much. So this year we're scaling it way back. So I'm hoping that next year this harvest will have some better results than now should actually we do the cultivar interaction. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I didn't catch the rate of the inoculant.
That was 1 gallon per acre.
Okay.
And I think that's it. Yes, sir.
That
was done every 2 weeks, okay? And actually the seed were treated too. And I will now have to cut myself off and go to the next person.